suicide and its after death. It is said nearly 1 million people commit suicide every year in the world. Committing suicide is one of the top causes of death in Singapore. Japan remains the highest rate of committing suicide. The researchers also have found out that many women try to commit suicide, but men complete suicide. Well, why do people commit suicide? There can be many reasons why human beings commit suicide. Starting from some simple problems until up to bigger, serious types of problems. People commit suicide due to different reasons and causes. They can be relationship problems, family issues, unemployment, economic problems, incurable diseases, or many other such kind of issues, or even failing the exam, or break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend. There can be different causes and reasons of committing suicide. Some of the mental diseases also can become the causes, like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. People who are suffering from such mental disease, they are easily tend to commit suicide as well. Some people commit suicide as a way of protesting. To protest against a political system, or protest to safeguard a religious belief. They might go hunger strike till they die, or they will set fire themselves, or they will kill themselves. Some people still commit suicide as to restore the honor, like Japanese seppuku. They will commit suicide to restore the family honor. Sometimes people commit suicide in a battlefield as a strategy, as a way of fighting strategy, like Japanese did Second World War time. The Japanese pilot volunteered to kamikaze. So such things are even today happening. Those people who volunteer themselves to become suicide bombers and kill themselves, there can be many reasons, many causes. Well, what do the scientists and psychologists say about this committing suicide? Neurochemical studies shows that those people who are having lower serotonin chemical level, and these people tend to commit suicide more often. They also have found out males are having lower chemical serotonin levels than female. But they do not know the secret why. And this may be the reason, perhaps, why male complete in suiciding even though many women try to or attempt to commit suicide. Another reason, perhaps, the male, they use lethal weapon and violent ways to kill themselves. The where women, most of the time, they use overdosage drugs or some poisons. Anyway, the scientists have found out those who are having lower level of serotonin chemicals, and they tend to commit suicide. Psychologists, their studies show that any form of suicide is always associated with some form of depression. So they found out in any of the suicide cases is associated with some form of depression. That is what their studies show. And the further they say, even tiny infants can be depressed, and 5-year-old child can be suicidal. Well, what do the religions say? When it comes to suicide and religions, all the major religions in the world are dead against for suicide. Christianity. They say when someone commits suicide, and that person in fact interferes the God's master plan. Because the God not only create you, but he has got a plan for you. So when you commit suicide, you interfere the God's plan. So they reject or they do not agree with the committing suicide. Islam religion, they too are against suicide. But sacrificing in the battlefield is not equal to committing suicide. That's a different case, according to their belief. The Jews also believe that, in fact, it is very sinful to commit suicide. And committing suicide is tantamount to the belief to reject the God's goodness in the world. But when forced to either to kill themselves or to betray their Jewish religion, and they are allowed to commit suicide rather than betraying the religion. Hindus believe committing suicide is equal to kill another human being. And Hindu religion teach those people who commit suicide, they will be born as petas, some sort of hungry ghost and spirits, and they will suffer. And these are the major religions. Of course, there might be many other religions who talk about suicide. And I assume that many of these religions, in fact, do not encourage suicide. All the religions are against the action of committing suicide. Now we have come to our main focus. What does Buddhism says? So that is more important to us now. As I said a while ago, Buddha recognized all human actions as skillful and unskillful. And I explained to you what he mean by skillful action and unskillful actions. Just to refresh your mind, unskillful actions are the one ethically blameworthy, spiritually harmful, karmically destructive types of actions. Skillful action, on the other hand, ethically praiseworthy, spiritually beneficial, and karmically productive, wholesome. So when it comes to suicide, Buddhism recognizes suicide is an unskillful action. Why it is recognized as unskillful? Because it is not the solution to the problems. It may appear as a solution for your problem at the moment you are facing because of your clinging and attachment, and because of you do not see the reality, so you think that is the solution, but in reality, Buddhism recognizes that is not the solution. It's only temporary solution, but the problem remains in long term. So for wise human beings and intelligent human beings, taking the action of committing suicide as a solution to a problem is unskillful, akusala kamma. Again, Buddhism recognizes human life is so precious. To be born as a human being, you should have a lot of merits. Kicho manusa patilabho. It's very rare and difficult, in fact, to be born as a human being. Human beings have got wonderful abilities and capacities. Buddha asks us to focus all our energy to achieve perfection as human beings. As human beings, we have potentials to become enlightened human beings. As long as greed, hatred, and delusion and related defilements are rooted in human mind, we are not perfect human beings. So Buddhist teaching leads us to use this precious human life to achieve enlightenment, to develop our spiritual, ethical, and intellectual faculties. So for the Buddhists, if someone destroys this human life by committing suicide, that person in fact destroys the precious opportunity. And in the first place, it's very rare, very difficult to achieve, and you do not understand how precious is this life, and you simply destroy it. So it is, again, unskillful, akusala. However, Buddhism also recognizes the suicidal thoughts or root cause of committing suicide is deep-rooted in the mind itself. And it is also recognized as a cause of suffering. When Buddha talks about the second noble truth, the cause of suffering, he says, Yayan tanha pono bhavika nandiraga sahagata tatra tatra abhinandini seyatidang kama tanha bhavatanha vibhavatanha. Says, why we suffer in life? What is the cause of the dukkha? It is this craving which delight here, delight there, look for more pleasure and clinging to this pleasure. And then he categorically speaks, this craving has got three forms. Kama tanha, craving for sensual pleasure. because of this craving, and we cannot get rid of suffering. Bhava tanha, craving for existence, life after life. We want to be born again and again and again and enjoy the pleasure again and again and again. So there's no end. Because of this craving, again we cannot get rid of clinging, so we suffer. Thirdly, he talks about vibhava tanha, craving for self-annihilation, craving for self-destruction. So it shows very clearly here, the craving for self-destruction is rooted itself in craving. And it is part of the problem itself. So those people who commit suicide thinking that it is the solution for their suffering, it is not the solution. Buddhism recognizes the problem of all the human suffering arises because of attachment, because of clinging, because of craving, because of defilements. So this nature or these defilements cannot be uprooted just because you commit suicide. So that's not the solution to the problem. So vibhava tanha, desire, craving to self-annihilation, in fact is rooted in the human mind. So those people who think, I do not want this life, I want to end my life, and they kill themselves, do not think that they are free from reborn. They will be born again. And they will continue their suffering.